In Colorado Springs, Colorado, a wildfire that's been described as epic and apocalyptic is still largely burning out of control. The so-called Waldo Canyon fire doubled in size overnight and has prompted evacuations of 32,000 people. Incident Commander Rick Harvey told reporters today that 200 federal firefighters were brought in last night and more are on the way, but he's concerned that thunderstorms this afternoon could spark more fires.
Thunderstorms present a unique problem for us in that the wind can come in any direction from those at any time with pretty strong gusts. We hope to have the personnel both on the ground, in the air, and supporting them to be able to deal with what the fire throws at us today.
Two other major fires are burning in northern Colorado, one near Boulder and one near Fort Collins. Compounding the problems is a severe drought in the state, and there are wildfires burning in Utah, Montana, Wyoming, and New Mexico. Joining us on the line is Kirk Sigler. He's a reporter for NPR member station KUNC in Denver, Colorado. And Kirk, what's the latest on the fires?
Well, the latest is, like we just heard there, a very big concern about more fires starting, and really no reprieve, Deborah, in the weather forecast, at least for the next 4 or 5 days. Here in Denver, for instance, we've just come off 5 straight days of temperatures above 100 degrees, shattering records. So firefighters aren't getting any help from the weather, and they're very concerned about, like I said, more thunderstorms and dry lightning. Of course, dry lightning was what sparked the state's largest wildfire up north, the High Park Fire in Fort Collins that's destroyed almost 260 homes so far.
And is that how these fires started as well?
The cause of the fire in Colorado Springs, the Waldo Canyon fire, is still under investigation, so we haven't yet gotten word on what sparked that blaze.
Do we know why they're so severe? I've read that these are the biggest fires seen in Colorado in 10 years. Is it exacerbated because of the drought? Is it because of the drought? Do you know?
Yeah, we do, actually. It's exacerbated by the drought, but really what's happening here is for about 100 years in Colorado and much of the West and the country for that matter, we have been, and specifically the federal government, has been suppressing wildfires. And as more and more people come into these areas and move into these areas, much like what you're seeing probably on the TV and hearing on the radio in Colorado Springs and Fort Collins, more efforts go to suppress wildfires in these areas, and what that's caused is really this unnatural fuel load buildup. If fires had been allowed to burn naturally, sparked by dry lightning, you would have what's known as a fire that burns through the understory. It may be large, but it would clear out some of the understory. What's happened is we've suppressed all the wildfires, and it's created a lot of aging stands of trees, very dense, so that when we do get a wildfire these days, it burns so severe, and it's catastrophic. That's why you hear the word catastrophic, because so much property and infrastructure is at risk and being damaged.
How close have you been able to get?
Well, the media access here in Colorado really depends on what county you're in. So to answer that question, I've gotten somewhat close to the fires up in Fort Collins and Boulder. But frankly, it's not that hard to get that close because the fires are coming so close to neighborhoods, and in the case of Colorado Springs, right into the city limits. There are some pretty stark images that you'll see when you're up there of major flames burning next to huge houses, kind of an array of the so-called McMansions, to cabins, to kind of ramshackle places. You're really seeing the gamut. It's a very powerful image, really kind of similar to what many of the listeners probably think of when they think of wildfires in Southern California, where you're seeing a lot of fires close to heavily populated areas and, frankly, in populated areas.
All right. Kirk Sigler, reporter for NPR member station KUNC in Denver, Colorado. Thanks very much for being with us, Kirk.
Glad to be here.